Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine. I am so excited to be with everyone this morning. Good morning to the leader in you. Good morning to the leader that says, this is my day. Good morning to the leader that says, I'm not going to let anything stop me. Good morning to that leader that says, I'm going to own this week and I'm going to knock down my goals. Good morning to that one that says, even when obstacles come my way, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to push forward, and I'm going to stay focused on the vision. I'm going to stay focused on the mission. I say good morning to that leader. Again, this is Catherine, your host. Today, we are talking about the fourth quarter and how we are to finish strong. I tell you, fourth quarter kicks off October 1st. October 1st is not that far away, ladies and gentlemen, a couple weeks away. And what are we going to do in the fourth quarter? How are we going to finish strong in the fourth quarter? For those of you that follow my show, you know I'm all about, monitoring forward progress, monitoring our time, because see, time will get away from you, and before you know it, you'll look up and say, I didn't accomplish what I thought I was going to accomplish this month. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish this quarter. Better yet, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in all of 2019. Don't let that be you. Be that person that says, I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to finish the fourth quarter strong. Now, this is what you need to do. You know I'm talking about strategy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all about strategic planning because it's super important to make sure that you have a game plan in place, not just waking up trying to see what is going to work, what is going to stick. When we talk about strategy, when we talk about finishing strong, I want you to put your mindset in a posture that says, I have 90 days left of the year come October 1st. How am I going to finish strong? What is the first thing that you need to do? This is what I'm recommending for the last week and a half of this month. I'm suggesting you to redo your game plan. You may have had one for some time. You may have used one for last quarter. That was last quarter. What do you need to refresh to finish the fourth quarter strong? Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, those that are in business, every quarter you should be refreshing something with your business. Every quarter there should be a new strategy that's added to your previous one, because every quarter there's a different flavor in how you can promote your business, a different flavor in how you can put the word out about what you're doing. Don't let it be the same thing where everybody's always assuming, you know what, I know what they're up to. I know what they're doing. I there's nothing new ever happening with that particular organization or business. It's predictable. You know what, this coming fourth quarter, be unpredictable. Don't allow an individual to be able to cage your next move. Let the fourth quarter be that unpredictable quarter that says, you know what, I'm about to make another play. We know that we're in football season. My husband is totally into it, and I watch games with him, and I watch the different plays. And, you know, sometimes you got to switch up your play so the opponent won't know what's going on. Sometimes, you know, we, even in our own self, we get so stagnant, we get so accustomed to our daily mundane patterns that we are bored with our own business model. We're bored with our organization. We're bored with our mission in life because we never shake anything up. It's always the same. It's too predictable. So I say to you, October 1st, fourth quarter, get unpredictable. And when you get unpredictable, so many possibilities and so many doors are going to open, because now you're not making that calculated move that's keeping you in the box. Now, I'm not saying don't make calculated moves based in wisdom. We always operate in wisdom, but sometimes we make such a calculated move that we stay in a box and we never expand outside of the normalcy that we are used to. Operate in wisdom, yes, but step out of the box at the same time. Go beyond those borders that have kept you in. Go beyond those borders that say you can't go beyond where you are right now. Go beyond your mental border. A lot of times we have that mental border that says, you know what, I can't go past this. I can't go past that. I'm not that person. I'm not this person. You know what? You're not supposed to be any of them. You are to be who you are and who you're called to be. be that leader, be that person that says, you know what, I'm going to awaken to the leader that is in me. That's why we call this show Good Morning to the Leader in You, because you need to wake up to that leader that's on the inside of you, not being a duplicate or a copycat of any other leader. Be your original self. Do you even know who your original self is? If not, maybe this fourth quarter you need to digress to get to know who you are, get to know your leadership skills, get to know your leadership qualities and your abilities and what you can flow as you rock out 2020, as you go into 2020 strong. Don't go into 2020 with a whole bunch of weight on your shoulders. Maybe this fourth quarter you need to unload. Maybe in this fourth quarter you need to unpack some things. Maybe in this fourth quarter it's a personal cleansing that you need to do mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that way you can be ready to go hard in 2020. Sometimes us as entrepreneurs and business owners, we're always moving. We're always trying to make it to that next step. But I don't want to mistake that by always talking about what's the next thing without also talking about sometimes you have to take a moment to assess. Maybe fourth quarter is your assessment quarter. Maybe fourth quarter is not to go hard. Maybe you need to clean up some things so you can go hard in 2020. Everybody's business model is in a different place. Everyone's leadership capacity is in a different place. Don't size it up to another person, but you need to tap into where you truly are. What season are you in? Sometimes we don't take the moment in time to understand where we are, what are we doing, what is the next step, and we operate on fumes. You know, imagine you're riding a car, you know that gas light will come on because it's time for you to fuel up again. But how many know people will say, well, you know, I got a little bit left in there. I think I can make it another mile. I think that I can make it 2 miles before I have to stop. But understand what type of damage is happening to that car. What type of damage are you putting on yourself when you operate in fumes and never take the time to refresh yourself? I know that's one of the things I always focus on towards the end of the year is taking that time to refresh myself, you know, taking a couple of weeks to make sure I am focused on the mission and making sure I'm not just operating out of fumes, just kind of going here, there, and everywhere, but not even operating in the mission. I'm all off track. Train got derailed. How many of you feel that you have been on a train in your life and you got derailed? You've been on a train and you got derailed because you didn't see what was coming up next, and probably because you never took those moments to pause, assess, see what's really happening, unpack, unload, get the weight off you, so you can operate as a true warrior in business, so you can operate as a king, as you can operate as a queen in your business, right? You know, a lot of times we're operating on fumes, and the reason why I'm tapping on this several times is because I know this is to be true, and for many entrepreneurs, many professionals, we move, we're moving the shaker, but we never take the time sometimes to assess. For those that are tuning in, I want you to make sure you got October 10th on your schedule. If you are in the Orlando area, I, along with my colleague, we're hosting a strategy retreat at the Lou Gardens in Orlando, October the 10th, kicking off at 9 a.m. It's a six-hour power-packed strategy retreat that you don't want to miss. Go to my website for more information, www.catherinetrotter.com. For those of you that are not in the Orlando area, I am working on my spring and summer edition of the strategy retreat for 2020. We're looking at some other states that we're going to probably bring this to. So stay plugged to what's going on. But let's get back into finishing the fourth quarter strong. As you finish the fourth quarter strong, you want to make sure you have some deliverables that you've been able to execute the previous month of 2019. Take an assessment. What was good? What was bad? What worked? What didn't work? Take that time to make an assessment on who you are, where you are in your business. And here's the big aha moment. Sometimes it don't have anything to do with the workers in your company or the volunteers in your team or your board members. Sometimes it has to do with you. Are you being that leader to lead the pack? We cannot just expect a whole flock of people that's going to be attracted to your business or your organization or whatever it is you're working on and building. And you say the people aren't there. Well, what type of leader are you? Are you attracting the people because you put yourself in a certain mental posture that people want to be attracted to the movement? People have to be attracted to what you're doing. Have you created such a platform where people want to be a part of it? Again, sometimes as leaders, we have to take a self-assessment. It's not always the other people. It's not always the volunteers. It's not always the board members. It's not always the team. Sometimes it falls on you as the leader. The pack will flow at the race of the leader. Again, the pack, the individuals on your team, they're going to run as fast as the leader runs. If you're walking like a turtle, kind of moving slow, kind of casually making things happen, Therefore, your king will do the same thing. It just is. The race and the pace of your organization always moves at the pace of the leader. So as we get ready to wind down, I just wanted to kind of give you a quick little 9-10 minute moment of inspiration. I'm working on a brand new leader in you for 2020. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be bringing on other leaders from around the nation that is going to be a part of this movement, speaking life into other leaders, speaking life into those dormant places to help you awaken yourself to say, you know what? I need to flow in my leadership. I need to be the leader that I've been called to be. I don't need to keep sitting by the wayside saying it's not my time yet. Here's a clue, ladies and gentlemen. It's never going to be a perfect time. You have to step out there. Now, again, I'm not saying don't make calculated moves operating in wisdom, but there's a stage in life that we can just be so stagnant because fear has grabbed us so and we don't step out there. So this is what I say to you. Use this week and next week to put together your game plan for the fourth quarter. If the fourth quarter is your time of assessment, okay, then let it be for that. If you need to really plan out an end of the year strategy party with your team, do that. There's so many things you can do and how you can end the fourth quarter. If you have some questions, if you need some clarity on how to put together your game plan for the fourth quarter, contact me. Send me an email, ct@katherinetrotter.com. Check out my website, katherinetrotter.com. And again, my email is ct@katherinetrotter.com. Reach out to me, 202-780-7301. Again, that's 202-780-7301. I want to work with you. I want to help coach you across that finish line. Let's get through the fourth quarter together, and I'm going to see you at the top.